from Chicago, Illinois. This is the pre-show. This is our prep for the for us attending the Green Day concert. I'm here with John Daniels. We're what's our address, John?
1340 North Dearborn. This is our dress rehearsal, except we don't have anything on. But that's okay.
Wait a minute. I object. I have a catheter.
I have an ileostomy bag.
All right.
Okay, we are attired.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Okay, so we're how far away now? We're just hours away. From
hours away, yeah. We will be heading up around probably 6 or 6:15. To the Wrigley Field to see the festivities as we attend the concert of Green Day. And we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have kind of a bird's eye view as we're going to be located in the upper deck so we can see all the people down there on the field having a good time, you know, diving into the mosh pit and Billy Joe participating and interacting with his audience.
Yes, urging them on.
Yes, and it's the weather's going to be nice. It's going to be clear, cool, and the fact is that the concert venue has very good sound, and we anticipate there will be around 35 to 40,000 people, one of the bigger crowds that the tours had. And, yeah, I mean, just we're going to be just jumping on the old red line down at Clark and Division and the subway. And
what's our departure time approximately, John?
I would say we should be leaving around 6 because gates open at 6. We get the pre-band or the warm-up band.
Catfish in a bottleneck.
Bottlemen.
That's it.
And they will start around, it'll be around 6:30. And then we expect that Billy Joe and Green Day will be at it somewhere around 8 o'clock.
And it sounds like they're going to have 3 pre-recorded things they're going to play before they come on stage, it looked like.
Bohemian Rhapsody is the first one. So once you hear that, you know what's going to happen in just a matter of minutes. We're going to get the real deal.
Yeah.
Out there on second base. not sliding.
Well, I tell John, I saw a video of Billy Joe warming up in the bullpen. He was getting ready to throw out the first pitch in an ace game, and they had him in uniform and everything. And he was he had a catcher for him, and he looked pretty good throwing the ball.
It's good. You know, that shows you take that ceremonial first pitch serious.
Yeah.
By actually going out there and warming up. I mean, Billy Joe doesn't want to embarrass himself because he is an A's fan. He wants to take his position, his fan interest to a serious. So what he does is he'll go out there and have a few warm-up tosses. He doesn't want to hurt his arm. We don't want him to have to go on the DL.
Well, we don't want him on the DL. He's got to play guitar with that arm.
Yeah.
He looked like a right-hander. So we got that. Now, one thing I will say, he looked like he fit in. He's got the tattoos.
Yeah, a lot of the players now tat up. There's no doubt. He's got ink. And not on his fingers, but on his forearms.
He's got them on his fingers, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's got stuff here.
Oh, I was thinking.
Not a lot of them. Oh, gotcha.
Like I do as an old-timer reading the newspaper.
That's right. You got ink from reading the newspaper. Okay. So, yeah, we're pretty pumped about it, but there's a few missing things that we're curious about. As most people know, I started, and John helped me, with a campaign to get a ringside seat, at least, and possibly be able to meet Billy Joe, shake his hand, thank him for his songs, because they've really helped me through a lot of tough times. So no one writes about loss and, tragedy and darkness and coming out of it like a Green Day. So all those guys are involved in that. But I think Billy Joe is probably the ringleader. And Mike Durant even said in a recent interview that he's been surprised the last couple of years, some of the material Billy Joe has been producing. He said the guy's really reaching in there and getting the good stuff. So that the recent albums and the recent stuff they're working on is really good stuff. And I have to agree. I really like it. So we got that to look forward to. We've got VIP seats. The Green Day Tour Management Company did contact John and I both. And their former tour manager, who was a friend of my daughter's, got us in there. And they both had read our stuff and said, yeah, you guys are an inspiration. You're doing good stuff. We want to reward you for your good actions. And so we get VIP treatment. We're considered friends of the band, and we don't really know what that means yet.
No, but I the fact that we did do a podcast last Saturday, pitching and really talking up the event that will be taking place tonight, and we also look forward to after the concert, giving our very subjective review of it at the Clark Street Ale House on Saturday afternoon in River North, Chicago, at 2 p.m. in their beer garden. So we've got a lot of stuff going on as it relates to this concert, and we're going to peek out tonight and kick out the jams and I'll be toe tapping a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, Joe, John's going to be toe tapping, that's for sure. And yeah, I'm going to be jumping, because Billy tells you, jump, 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 jump. So you got to jump. So I'm going to do that mosh pit jumping all by myself, probably. But
Ooh.
that's cool. Yeah, I'll probably fall down. You're going to have to pick me up. Anyways, now I probably won't. John and I have been to the Beatles concert in '66 together, and I was just transfixed. I just watched. I just couldn't believe I was seeing it. So I'll probably go Tharn and do the same thing here. But anyway, I don't care. It's going to be fun. I'm going to bag up because I don't want to have to go to the bathroom all the time, so and miss anything. So I'm going to do that. It's a 2.5 hour concert.
Yes. So I'm going to eat a little bit early, and then that way I can take care of any output that I need to
Yep. Bulk up.
before I head up there or before the concert starts.
Yeah.
I'm fairly familiar with the venue. I've gone to innumerable baseball games at Wrigley, but this will be the first time I've actually been to a concert. And they've had about 40 concerts, including they're having 10 this year at Wrigley, with a variety of acts, anywhere from Billy Joe to
Billy
other
Joel.
Joel. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Billy Joel.
Joel. I think I'm like a Superman guy, like from Kryptonite. Joel.
Yes.
Right.
And Pearl Jam, Lady Gaga's coming tomorrow night. That gives you an idea of some of the wide range of entertainment that they've been able to host there at Wrigley, and it's all been very successful. People seem to enjoy going to a baseball park and hearing a good concert.
Yeah, I think they do. And I know I've never been to Wrigley Field, period. So this is
Nope.
my first.
This is the first.
Yeah, so I'm getting initiated in a very different kind of way. So, and then Friday night, am I going to
You're going to the South Side. He's going to take
a Sox?
he's
Am I going
going to
to?
White Sox. It's called Guaranteed Rate Field. It's one of those things where every 3 or 4 years they sign a new naming rights contract.
Boy, that
And
one's pitiful, though.
oh yeah, I mean, the last one they called it U.S. Cellular, so you could just call it the Cell. This one they're still kind of working
Working on
on.
abbreviation,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's some really ridiculous stuff that it's been tried to call, and well, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, probably better that we do. So,
Yeah.
just in terms of prep, I think we got the clothing thing down. That's important. I'm not from this part of the world, so this is a little challenging for me to figure out. And then the other thing, we got that down. We got our transport down. I think we're
Right,
good
yeah,
there.
we'll be taking the subway,
We
the
know
red
where to
line.
go when we get there. We've been told go to the ticket office
I know where that is.
and to say some key phrases and our names. We have to have ID. But
ID, yeah, I will be carrying my ID. Well, I always do that. That's okay.
which one do you think I should take?
I think you should take your Jerry Daniels one.
Oh, okay. I probably should. Is that Jerry Daniels like Austin or Jerry Daniels Pensacola? I got a lot of those.
Well,
Probably the Austin
let's
one.
stick to as close as you can
To
to
the
what the
truth.
truth, and
Yeah.
then I think that'll bode well for you here in
Okay.
Chicago. I would recommend you stick as close as you can. We don't need you to
Yeah.
stretch beyond the bounds of,
Stay in the box.
yeah, stay within.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make an effort. I want you to know I'm making an
I'll
effort.
be watching you too.
Okay. So we got all that going for us. Let's see what else do we have to check off the list? We got a way to get back. We're doing good
I hadn't
stuff.
thought about that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, getting there, after we get there, we can think later about how to get home.
I like your
I'm not really
approach.
worried about it.
I
I
like
mean,
your approach.
we got to think about the immediate, and we got to
Wow.
be flexible, ready for anything.
Wait a minute. What did you do to my brother? That's not my brother.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot. I'm a CPA. Oh
Yeah.
dear. Yeah, I better have this very organized. I better exactly think exactly what time we're going to be leaving, so that we can, make sure that we don't hit a lot of the crowd and we don't get crunched on the subway. We're actually going to have to maybe touch other people. Ooh, this is
Wait,
not sounding good.
you snowflake. Are we going on a subway home?
Yeah, we'll go on the subway.
Okay, well, there's no buses then, I guess.
There's buses, but but it's so congested there, the buses can't even get through.
Ooh, so it's going to be a mess.
Well, I've got a sneaky way of possibly avoiding some of that stress. We can walk about 4 blocks south of there and catch the Brown Line and do a little bit better.
I like sneaky.
Yeah, it's what I do quite often, so...
Yeah.
It's all good. I mean, so we've got a couple ways of escaping Wrigley. That's one thing I've become quite good at, because when the Cubs win, I don't want to be there. I don't want to hear them sing, "Go Cubs, go, go Cubs, go."
Well, I don't think we have that problem.
We don't have that problem. You're right. But, you know, in fact, I would imagine that, you know, there'll be a bunch of people still, you know, hooting and hollering as they do their encore songs and then come back for their second encore.
They got two encores.
Yeah. And so they'll be jumping, jiving, having a good old time. And so we got to, you know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. I'll be pretty flexible.
Okay. You heard it. You heard him say
Yeah.
That.
It's been documented.
Oh, it's been documented, so that we're going to hold him to it. I think that just about does it, John.
Okay.
For the pre-post show.
I do believe that's true. And all we got now is to get our butts up there.
All right. Adios, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.